Are y'all ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh shit, Afterglow's covering Nolki from Vocaloid. Okay, sorry. Mar messaged me, so I was like, what do you want? Okay. I love Mar. She's valid. Okay, let's go.
Hi guys, welcome to Yonaka Tea Time, first episode of the year, and
Yay.
First episode of season two.
Yay!
Where we podcast, we talk about topics that are important to us. And so we actually have three hosts, me, Rachy, Anthong. Say hi, guys.
I'm Anthong. Hi. Hi.
Beautiful.
I'm also Anthong.
No. And basically every new episode we trade off, and that person gets to present a topic they want to talk about. Obviously, we release new episodes. Well, we try to release new episodes every month at the end.
But if we can't,
we have, you know, jobs and stuff, so please understand. Obviously, Rachy is the hardest working one, so please understand her.
Please understand her.
Her specifically. But also, so after each of us gets a turn, we'll do a live stream. So there are going to be two live streams this year, I believe.
Yes.
And we're going to try and change up some of the formats on the live streams just to make it kind of more structured.
Yeah.
But yeah, they should be on our new channel that we are officially moving over to. So whenever you want to get that subscribe, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, but
hit
most importantly, hit the bell.
Subscribe to all our notifications.
Yeah, yes. So hit the bell if you want to come to, you know, those live streams and know about new episodes and stuff. If not, you can send hate mail to Anthong at
anthong.sendmeyourtofeet@gmail.com.
Yes. Bad one.
No. But do not send me hate mail. I only accept love mail. And yes, it is. If you look at the bottom of the screen, it's anthong.sendmeyourtofeet@gmail.com.
I hate it. Thank you.
Across the screen right now.
Nope.
I am.
Also, if you want to listen to the podcast, you can also, you'll actually get the episodes sooner through things like Spotify and Stitcher and places like that. Literally, the podcast is everywhere that podcasts are. I prefer Spotify, but whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, also really quick.
Sponsor us, Spotify. We
do know that the podcasts go up on Spotify before YouTube. We're fully aware. We did it that way.
Oh, yes. Because we have to make a video for the podcast, and that takes extra time. And
it does. I procrastinate.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Big brain.
She's the hardest working procrastinator here.
Thank you.
Procrastinator.
I already told you this is Anthong and Rachy, but they're going to tell you what teas they are drinking. I should probably say mine first since I'm talking. I'm Juby. I forgot to mention that. And I am drinking lemon honey tea because I have bad allergies.
Whoa, wait, you're the Juby Phonic?
I fucking hate you so much.
Do you know Rachy?
No,
oh my god, I'm gonna kill
I really
you.
Don't,
I'm gonna
actually.
Kill you. I'm gonna murder you. You are dead to
I
me.
I don't know her.
Oh, I just gave myself a bloody nose. God damn it.
That's a good thing.
You guys, it's okay. I'm bleeding. Damn.
I feel
you,
like
Len.
Karma came really quickly.
Damn. No, it's Len Kagamine that did this to me. I just want everyone to be aware.
While you're bleeding out and dying, Rachy, what are you drinking?
I am drinking green tea.
Oh.
Plain Jane green tea that I got from a discount store. A Japanese discount store.
Yeah,
do you put any sugar in it?
No. I usually just drink it plain. Why would you put sugar in
Damn,
it?
Damn, bitch. I mean, I put sugar in every drink I have.
Yeah, that's because you're from the South.
Okay.
Damn, called
it's
out.
It's true. And
it's
you
true.
Should
Southerners
say
be
it.
Like.
You probably also drink your tea iced. Ooh.
Fuck.
Ooh, okay. I actually personally don't, but I know my dad and mom do, so
aww.
Yes.
Sweethearts.
We live in the South. That's where we at.
We live in a society.
We live in a society.
No, I don't live in a society. I live in my mom's house. You live in a society.
An And in this society, Anthong? What tea do you drink?
Hi, I'm Anthong, and the tea I'm drinking is boiled Gatorade. it's quite delicious.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I have to wipe my nose
some Gatorade.
God damn it. So does boiling give it like some like supernatural property or just like...
Yeah. The supernatural property is called diarrhea.
I'm gonna kill you! I like it.
My intermission will be from the bathroom and only the bathroom. I hope y'all are excited.
Before you go to the bathroom, we gotta have that... The Eric Andre music. Da, 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 da.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Love it. Okay, so the topic for today's episode. This sounds like really like big brain smarty pants, but it's really not. So the topic is sunk cost fallacy.
The fuck did you just call me?
Okay, so for those who are not familiar with it, yes, it can be in the context of like money and economics and like investor stuff, but I like it in the terms of like explaining like psychological stuff, like, you know, emotions and life stuff.
I don't have those.
You don't have
those. What are those?
What are those?
What are these emotions you talk about?
I, for one, have lost many of them over the years. I feel
emotions?
Like each year that I live. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like
I don't
have those
either.
Like that episode of, like, Timmy Turner and the Fairly Odd Parents? Where, like, he loses all of his emotions.
Timmy is an average kid.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
He, like, put him on a box, and then he, like, jumped from the top of a volcano into, like, piranha-infested waters, because he's like, I have no fear.
Yeah.
I lost the fear emotion.
Oh, wait, and then, like, they give it back, but they forget to give him the common sense emotion or something.
Yeah,
he's like, no, don't jump! I like that episode a lot.
How do you guys still remember this? I feel like I locked it in, like, a certain part of my brain. I cannot, like...
I remember every episode.
Like, the weirdest memories at the weirdest times.
You know... Just, it all comes full circle back to that tweet where they're like, remember that time Cosmo had like M-Preg?
Oh, like, no, please don't tell me, don't talk to me about M-Preg, please. Please don't talk to me about M-Preg.
Wasn't Hutch Bartman like
yes,
a hardcore
it was
Christian?
Hoochie.
Wait,
it was
what?
Him.
Yeah,
wait,
the creator, Hutch.
I'm not saying,
I don't want the FBI to get me, so I'm not saying his real name, so I'm mixing up the word. Hutch Bartman?
Yeah, it was Hoochie. He did it.
Yeah, he did it.
He did it.
He was hardcore, like, Catholic. Christian,
yeah,
whatever.
I thought you said he was hardcore M-Preg. And
I don't know that for sure, but TMZ, get on that.
Like, someone found, like, his private, like, DeviantArt or something.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No. Okay. Sunk cost fallacy. This sounds really boring, but you'll come to love it. So what is it? I had to take the definition from literally the economic side, so this may or may not make sense, but from Investopedia, a sunk cost refers to money that has already been spent and cannot be recovered. So... When I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about just money, though. I'm talking about time, effort, emotion, basically any resource you've, like, invested into something, and you can't get that back, you know, which is a lot of things in my life.
Yeah, a sunk cost.
Yeah, it's a sunk cost. You're not getting that back, you know.
Wait, like Mobage? Shout out to season 1, episode 3.
Mobage.
But it's actually like a relatable example. So.
It is.
Unfortunately.
They use sunk cost technically. You know, gambling is
to keep
a really
you in
big
the game,
sunk cost.
Right?
Yeah, it's to keep you in the game because you're like, I want to win something. I feel like I should have won something by now. Anyway,
You started to, I felt the like the repressed memories from hours ago.
Are you talking about
Earth?
My life? Like what we just discussed where I can't get an SSR and I keep getting the same two characters over and over?
Yes. Sunk cost fallacy.
So that's sunk cost, but what is the fallacy in that?
But what
technically
is sunk cost? So some cost, you know, you basically took your money and you chunked it in a hole. You're not getting it back. The fallacy is you're still continuing despite it making you unhappy or worse off.
I need that serotonin when I get a good thing.
Yeah, right? You need something back. And also the fact that, like, say you're doing gacha and you've, like, done, like, 20 10 pulls in a day and you don't have any more gems left. The thing is that if gachas do work in the way that they're supposed to work, the game does not really know that you've invested this much or how much that money that you've spent really means to you, things like that. Like, the world does not know that you've tried so hard and got so far.
Oh,
but trust me, in the end, it didn't really matter.
Oh, trust me, the world knows. The world knows, and it's laughing at me. So let's just, like, get that out there.
Okay, well, you know, you can take it that way. Some examples are, like, not throwing away old clothes because, you know, when you bought them, they were expensive. Eating terrible food that you really hate just because you already bought it. You know, gambling more money away because you're due for some luck.
In reality, these things are pre-programmed.
You think you're due for an SSSR, but you're not getting it.
Oh, SSR, we pulling?
You think you're due, but you're not. And then, so those are really basic sunk cost fallacy examples. Man, I have to, like, really say those words.
Poor baby.
Thank you. I have a lot of experience with this, obviously.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. We'll get into that. So these are the more complicated examples because technically they aren't really fallacies because the investments are still relevant to your present situation. But anyway, I'll throw them out there anyway. So, like, a sunk cost fallacy can be staying in a relationship only because you've been together for so long.
Oh my god. Relatable. I know so many fucking people that do that.
Continuing a degree you hate because you've gotten this far. Continuing a project that kills you just because you've worked so hard.
Oh god. Okay.
So yeah, these are the examples I'm talking about.
And Rach, did you look up, like, Anthong and Rachy, like, life struggles? And I was like, you know, I'm gonna voice this.
Oh yeah. We're going there, guys. We are going there. This is like my entire fucking life where I realize I'm not really having fun. I'm just doing things because, like, I've invested so much into them already that it feels like if I don't get something out of it, I feel like I'm gonna die.
Yeah. I mean, like, same.
I mean, that's a gigantic mood, first and foremost. Second of all.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Is it bad that I used these complicated examples as examples literally from my own life? I mean,
I mean, like, debatable.
It's debatable. But yeah, I mean, do you guys have any, like, examples that you can think of, like,
Grand Blue Fantasy? That's all I'm saying. Next question.
My YouTube channel. Next question.
Wait, what did you say? Oh, your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
see it. Great episode. Yeah. What's the next topic?
End of episode. We're done. No, because, I mean, to be honest, yeah, I have that same feeling, like, with my channel where I'm like, there are many times where I was like, I just want to, like, throw it in the trash can. Like, I'm done, you know? But then a lot of the reason I was, like, staying or, like, I continue to stay is because, like, you know, I've worked really hard on this for, like, so many years. But at the same time, every time I get out of that funk, I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad I didn't throw it away quite yet because, like, I actually, like, need this right now. So, it can mean something. It, you know, it just really depends on, like, well, we'll get to it. But, you know, nothing is ever clear cut. You know, you're gonna run into a lot of gray areas.
Yeah.
So why do we do this? Why do we spend money on gachas? Why do we
continue? Because it fills the void.
It fills the void. Yeah.
It fills the void in your heart.
It can fill the void.
I feel like it's kind of like I don't know, stubbornness, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm
stubbornness.
I'm so fucking stubborn.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking way, like, if I was, like, already, like, more than half, like, if I was less than halfway through, like, I don't know, a project, and I was like, no, I'm not feeling it anymore, I'd be like, okay, less than halfway, maybe, like, less than quarter away, I would have been, like, okay with, like, being like, ugh, trash it. But yeah. If I'm, like, more than halfway near the end, I'm gonna, like, I'm so stubborn, I'm not gonna, like, just, like, no.
Yeah. No, that's completely, and I even feel that same stubbornness where I think I'm not that stubborn, but like when it comes to things that I've like put so much into, like if I've already wasted like 3 eggs on like a recipe, I'm like, well, I have to do something with it, you know?
Like, I was like, okay, deadass. I was like, what video game are you talking about? And I'm like, oh wait, real life. You mean no, cooking.
Like cooking. Okay. Yeah. Like in cooking mama. Like in cooking mama, if you, no.
If you mess up, mama will fix it.
Mama will fix it. Mama will kill you.
Mama will kill you. It's really sexy.
Every day, every minute you're spending not running, mama is getting closer.
Oh my god.
She's closing
is
the
mama
distance.
Death? Is mama
what's gonna
just
happen
like
when she gets close enough, you know?
Oh, she'll fix it. She'll fix this earth by removing you from it. Oh!
I like mama. I like her a lot. So, okay. I did do a little bit of research into, like, why, possibly why, you know, we do this. Because I also wanted to understand. So, one person believes, well, maybe one person, there is the idea that it is biological, you know, we evolved to reduce our losses, you know, and this was something from a book called Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman, I don't know his name.
Oh, yes.
So,
that bitch.
That,
yes.
Yeah, that bitch, yeah. So he says, you know, since all decisions involved uncertainty about the future, the human brain has evolved an automatic and unconscious system for judging how to proceed when a potential for loss arises. So organisms that placed more urgency on avoiding threats than they did on maximizing opportunities were more likely to pass on their genes. And okay. So that's an idea, you know. Like, obviously, we don't want to lose. Like,
I hate losing.
I hate losing, too.
I don't like losing, you know? Either.
I want to be a winner always.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't do that.
But in life, you're always making bets, you know? You're always going to be making bets. You're going to have some losses, you know?
It's true.
I get that, but, like, that still sucks.
Life is life is not a 100% you are right. I'm sorry. That's not how it is.
Don't tell me that. Never tell me the odds. But yeah, so there's an idea that it's biological. One of my own personal ideas is that, you know, say, you know, you spend a bunch of gems trying to pull and you essentially are down.
Another personal experience.
Okay. Yeah. You say you're down like 500 gems, you know, you don't want to feel that regret, you know, and the regret feels like if you walk away from this now and this is the last day of the event, the last chance you can get that card, and you say no, you give up, you walk away, there's that feeling of regret and what if, you know, that I feel can follow sometimes where it's like,
yeah, for sure.
Later on, I'll be sleeping in bed and I'll be like, oh God, why didn't I do that? You know, like,
yeah.
And I feel like it just starts to really influence future decisions of mine where I'm like, I don't want to do that again. Like, but there's no way of knowing, you know?
Yeah.
But the main reason why we do this is because losing hurts.
It do.
It hurts. Like, it does. The main reason we continue is because feeling loss is painful. You know, we want it to have some sort of meaning, you know, like going through all this, like working on a degree and you're halfway there and you've like really like you've missed parties, you've missed out on so much, you know, you've spent money, you've spent effort, and you've gotten this far. And you realize you're not going to be happy with this degree or this like career direction, but you also don't want to give up on it, you know. But say you'd only done one class in this direction and realized, oh, I don't want to go this way.
That's easier.
It's so much easier. Yeah. Yeah. It's so much easier. But if you're halfway up the hill, it's like...
No, I understand. That's so much harder. That's a very, like, Asian mom, Asian parent mentality where it's like, I have a few friends who are just absolutely miserable in their degrees when I was in college. And, you know, like... their parents would always tell them, you know, you just have one more year, you have one more this, you know, you've already gone so far. And there's this one girl who my parents already don't like because she's really spoiled. And, you know, she was adopted out of, she basically would not go home from a foster program. Yeah. Yeah. So she's like that kind of person. And she was put into a really good college in the UK. And a year before she completed her degree, she dropped out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She wasn't happy.
I mean,
I imagine,
you know, like everyone, all of the parents around her were just like, wow, what a spoiled bitch. You know, she should have just like held on to it. You know, like she was so close. Like she's so ungrateful, blah, blah, blah. So it's not like just an internal thing as well is what I'm trying to get at. It's also like external.
Yeah, people around you definitely will weigh in on this, you know, because
it's like. Yeah.
It's a part of their understanding of, like, it's part of their values somehow. But, like, at the same time, like, I don't know this girl, but do you think, like, if she, you know, went and tried to explain to people, like, you know, I just wasn't happy in this, you know, and I really, I wanted to change direction because, you know, if I got to the very end, you know, I feel like I would feel more regret because I should have... more quickly diverted, you know, like I feel like even if you try to explain to people, you know,
dude, I mean,
they're
look
not
at me.
Going to feel empathetic.
No, they're not. They're not empathetic.
They're not
going to
be like,
whatsoever.
Oh, you poor thing, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I respect a person that like can much quicker be like, you know what, this isn't for me, you know, and like just change directions much quicker.
Right?
But like, obviously, there's a difference between like being flaky. Like having not thought through something and like having really put some thought into something and been like, you know what? I need to cut my losses.
Yeah, like obviously there is a difference, but some people just like don't see it that way.
Of course, because they probably are thinking, oh, you're just flaky. Oh, you're not thinking
no
this
matter
through,
what,
you know.
It's going to be a lose-lose in the eyes of other. People are just not
going
to.
But in the long term.
Yeah, but in the long term for yourself. Feel like,
Yeah, because those people are going to go away, you know, and if they don't go away, the thing is, like, 10, 20 years from now, like, what's going to have a bigger impact, you know, what they said or, like, you diverting your career path, like, that's kind of, like, on the larger scale of things what I wanted to talk about, because, like, in the larger scale of things, I feel like sunk cost fallacy has a huge effect on, like, people's directions in life, you know, like, because honestly, not everything you go after in life is, you know, what's right for you ultimately. You know, you have to have the freedom to try things, you know, without being like tied down to it.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people don't understand that you don't just like try one thing, you know, and like feel guilted forever to stay there, you know, like,
well, and also it's like, that's why, well, at least to me and for my family and like a lot of people that I know, when people are like, oh, this is my major, it's like, okay, well, it may not be your major in school, it's like, so like, you're more than it's, you shouldn't be ashamed for like changing your major or like experimenting or exploring and wanting to do other things. So
I
like honestly
would,
props to that friend for like actually like, I don't know, like everyone has a breaking point and it's like, don't stick with it if it's gonna like make you super unhappy or if it's like stressing you out or you're just following the expectations of like not yourself.
But obviously it's easier said than done.
Because I mean, honestly, the sooner you make the decision, the sooner you'll stop putting resources in. You know, you're just essentially just throwing more and more
in there.
It's
like a negative feedback
fallacy.
Loop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
like
you're not going to get anything back.
No,
it's like,
you really aren't.
Ultimately, the end result is you will have a lot of unhappiness, but it's like, how much more are you gonna sink into it before you actually, because like say like, okay, end result, you do like quit whatever it is you're doing, it's like, all right, how much did you lose, I guess is the like end question, like how much did you lose, because you could have stopped like long ago. I mean, the important thing is you stopped.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Whatever it may be. Whatever,
the sooner, I feel like this has become, like, the phrase of the past couple of years was just, like, you know, cut your losses. You know, like, you just... So, I can't get too personal about this, but, like, you know, just as an example, like, say, you know, like the person Rachie mentioned, say, you know, she was going after a degree, you know, and this at one point was a dream of hers, you know, say at one point it really inspired her and she was really into it, but like she just was not getting the returns on it, you know, that she had thought she would, like, you know, say she was doing these classes and was just like, oh, wow, I'm not really like a salesperson, or like, I'm not really good at like this type of stuff. And this actually like is really bad for my mental health because like, whatever job this is or whatever degree just really doesn't fit with me, who I am, you know, and I'm really like putting in a lot of effort here. For sure. Say like she was asked, you know, 2 years in, you know, like how she feels about it. And she's already kind of realized like this is not the path for me, you know.
Right.
But if she's like, but you know, I need to keep going because like I've already done 2 years, you know, I feel that, you know, but I feel like maybe this is a personal thing, but all too easily, like the older you get, the easier time goes by,
like the quicker it goes by. Is it more
like it? I feel like, okay, so you realize that 2 years in, you don't like it, you know, but you're like, I'm just going to keep going. And then, you know, 2 months pass and you've kind of hit like, you know, your dead end. You literally can't get out of bed. You're like, you know, relying on a lot of stuff that you probably shouldn't be. And once again, that friend comes and that friend's like, I really think you should just, you know, cut your losses and walk away from this. And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna consider that, you know, but just give me 1 more month, 2 more months, 3 more months. The thing is that like that time passes so quickly. Like, I don't know how to explain this better, but you know, the sooner you cut your losses, the sooner you're able to move on to something that's going to actually
benefit you,
you know, move you on to your future. Like,
that FOMO, that FOMO was like, don't chase it. Don't chase it.
The FOMO real. The FOMO is so real.
Oh, yeah.
For people who don't know what FOMO is, it's fear of missing out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because there's the, you know, what if I had done this? What if I'd stuck with it? You know?
But you didn't. So what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, like, so, you know, looking at my notes, I wrote a whole lot on this.
So wait, but real quick. Anyone else reminded by literally like every rom-com ever where it's like the girl wasted like all her like youth, like in, she was a businesswoman and now she doesn't know how to be in the real dating world now that she lost her business and her husband that
are
she
you
didn't
watching
ever
Hallmark?
Love.
He's watching too much Hallmark.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am.
Is. Let's watch Hallmark
Maybe
together.
Maybe I've
sometime.
Watched a Christmas Tale.
They're so good. It's so good.
It's very good.
So good. No, what was the one that just came out? Hold on, sorry, sidetrack. Mingle All the Way. Mingle All the Way.
Oh my god.
It's not a Hallmark movie, but it's a Netflix movie. It's so bad, but it reads just or watches just like a Hallmark movie.
I gotta watch
it.
What did you say? Mingle All the Way? Okay.
Yeah, it's literally about like Christmas business Tinder. That's all I can describe it as. Christmas business Tinder.
So this is very much Julie's thing.
I like that. Christmas business Tinder.
The protagonist is Julie, and like the family is like her family, and then
you know that it's March right now.
Mingle All the Way is will forever be
way.
On the
all
internet.
Right.
Check it out, y'all.
Oh boy, they look too happy. Look at their teeth. Perfect teeth. fucking people.
All Hallmark-esque movies be like that.
Look at these people without their emotional distress. Okay.
Oh, no, they are very emotionally distressed. Well, to them.
Okay.
I wish I had their problems.
So essentially, losing hurts. And honestly, like, continuing down this road that's hurting you, you know, the reality is that the fallacy is hurting you more. You know? Right. So, like, losing money, time, resources, it sucks. But putting off a better life probably sucks either just as much or more. And so this... I was reading on a website called YouReNotSoSmart.com, and they put it really well. Yeah, I know.
Amazing website name.
YouReNotSoSmart.com. I was like, okay.
Yes, thank you. I'm like, stupid, fucking attacked.
I knew it. I'm stupid.
The internet has confirmed it for me. It must be true.
They like point exactly at you. Yes. So they put it best. They said, you know, you don't return to it over and over again to create good experiences and pleasant memories, but to hold back the negative emotions you expect to feel if you accept the loss of time, effort, money, or whatever else you have invested, you know. So you're not going back to that degree, or you're not going back to that relationship you've really sunk a lot of time into because of the experiences or because it makes you happy. You're literally just holding back the possible hurt that will come, you know, by cutting your losses, you know?
Gotcha.
So don't procrastinate your pain, y'all. just gets bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They really do. Scooby dooby doo.
And honestly, like, the older I've gotten, the, like, quicker time has passed, and so, like...
The sadder you've gotten.
Like, I don't know why. Do you guys feel the same way, where, like, you feel like there's some things that are, like, so unaffected by time that you, like, just don't even see it? Where it's, like... I have, like, a bunch of shirts from, like, high school that, like, I just never wore. But, like, obviously I don't like them if I'm not wearing them. But the only reason I'm keeping them is because I thought they were, like, expensive, or, like, I didn't just want to throw it away because they weren't really used. And also, for some reason, it hasn't connected in my brain that, like, high school was, like, a ton of years ago.
Like, so, it was literally, like, literally 10 years ago.
Right?
12 years ago.
And so looks in there like, no, it hasn't been 10 years? Shit.
And you're like, so,
like, 10 years. 10, 11 years. Well, 11 years for me since... And,
like, this shit is just, like, taking up literal space in my closet. Yeah. There's, like, stuff I don't throw away that I don't even like.
Hey, my 2011 Hot Topic Soul Eater shirt will never age, and it will never go out of style. It is never taking up space. Fuck you.
But does it spark joy, Anthon?
It does.
Okay, then you can keep it.
I love Soul Eater.
You can keep it,
actually,
then.
I think my mom actually took all of my, like, Phantom t-shirts, and for Christmas she made them into a giant quilt. And
aww,
it's, like, really cute.
That's actually a good way to use them. Because otherwise they're just sitting, you know.
If you guys got old shirts, make them into a quilt, y'all. Y'all will always need some warmth.
Yeah, because there are some things that you don't want to throw away because they do make you happy. But at the same time, you're not, like, either wearing them or using them so much. And it's just, like, a memory thing. So, like, you know, I put up... I have, like, a bunch of stuff I've collected from conventions. Like, I'm trying to put them together on, like, a little cork board. Because, like, I don't want to throw it away.
Right.
And I'd actually like to see it, you know?
Right? Instead of, like, keeping it all in a box where it's, like...
And then you'll just be like,
oh, I don't do anything with this stuff.
Exactly.
Sells it or throws it out. Ugh, it's like, no,
I know.
Hang it up. Buy a cork board. Buy a cork board off of Amazon for, like, $20. Put your shit up, y'all. Come on, let's be
panic,
like those...
Panic, buy
let's
a be, cork board.
Let's get, be those Pinterest vloggers. Let's go.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Honestly.
Yes.
Also, okay, actually, this part I wasn't going to mention if we didn't have time, but Rachie actually kind of... hit on it with, you know, it's not just about you, other people are judging you. So it's not like it's not an individual thing, you know? So we also honor other people's investments, you
know? Like it or not.
Like it or not. So, there's a study done by Tepper School of Business. I wonder if I can ask you guys the same thing. So, okay, Anthon.
Okay, I'm ready.
Imagine I am offering you.
False, I don't have
you
a brain. No, okay. False, head empty. Okay, sorry. Imagine, go for real, though, go on.
Imagine I am offering you a choice of tickets. One, tickets to Cancun. The other, okay. Tickets to Montreal. Imagine there's no coronavirus. So, one, the Cancun cost $200 and Montreal cost $500. Which one would you choose?
What's up with Montreal looks like again?
You're not supposed to think this hard.
No, I just don't. No, I'm going to Cancun.
Okay, so that's actually the opposite of what people chose because initially they choose in their head like Cancun or Montreal, but then they were told like, oh, this one's $200 and this one's $500.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, my thought process was, first of all, I really want to go to Cancun, and then you're like, Cancun's $200, Montreal's $500. I'm like, well, there we go. Cancun it is.
But no, see, okay, I had already spent this money. Imagine I had already spent this money. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, okay, so like you cut out. I did not hear that first part, but it was like 2 seconds, and when you cut back in, you were talking about tickets. I was like, surely she's just telling me I have a choice.
So imagine I had already bought these tickets, you know. Which one would you choose? Would you choose the $200 or would you choose the $500? You know,
Cancun. I want to go Cancun.
Well, fuck you. So, people.
I'm sorry. You spent a lot of money on tickets that you knew. First of all, flawed. I'm only going on one trip, okay. And you bought me two tickets? Who does that? You could have just been like, here's Cancun, here's Montreal, suffer. And I'd have been like, damn, at least it's a trip that I didn't have to pay for.
You son of a bitch. Okay.
But also, I understand the point you're trying to make.
Yeah, so people were significantly more likely to opt for the pricier trip, even if they would have preferred the cheaper destination, you know?
Because that person spent money.
Yeah, and like, there was another example where like, a girl had bought like, you know, concert tickets, say to like, Billie Eilish, and was like, God, I can't go that day, here are the tickets, but then you like, get sick the day of the concert. Like, the person was like, I would still go. Because, like, they bought the tickets, you know, even if you didn't buy the tickets, you want to honor their investment, you know?
Yeah,
it feels like
a
waste.
Yeah.
You know? So, for some reason, we care just as much, you know? Like, say your parents are paying for college, you know? Or even you have a scholarship, you know? Like, things like that still apparently weigh just as much, you know? If it was our own money, which seems kind of crazy. But yeah, we're hardwired to invest very wisely, which is very frustrating.
Damn.
God, life is hard.
We have been recording for 45 minutes. Should we take a break?
Yeah. Intermission? I was going to suggest the same thing, Anthon.
Wow. Oh my God.
Look at us. Look at us. Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Can we make some like really like badly aged predictions about what's gonna happen in the next week?
Sure.
Yes. I'm gonna say
my pee-pee is gonna explode.
Yes.
Honestly,
queen.
Rachie, if it does, you're gonna look back at this and be like, oh shit.
You're gonna be like, fuck. Wait, are we betting? Is there money involved?
I hope there's money involved.
I hope that
in the next week money is somehow involved and I receive it. And I don't wait, hold on, let me like make for the genie listening, let me just like make sure I don't like fuck myself over. I hope that money is involved in the sense that I get money and I don't have to pay money.
I'm really
trying to get this Haichu out of the fucking package, but it's like
That's fine. You're
stupid. Dance, little man.
I am going to buy Animal Crossing, and I'm going to be obsessed with it for at least a month.
You know, coronavirus like really underestimates my ability to stay inside and live off of Mountain Dew and shredded cheese out the bag.
Speak. No. God damn it. No speak. You are not allowed to talk.
No speak. I no speak no more.
I also predict that Rachie's going to become obsessed with Animal Crossing for a good hot second.
I'm actually very, very bad at Animal Crossing.
Really?
I'm bad at catching butterflies and I'm bad at just
pay bills off in real life.
You know how in New Leaf you were the mayor and you could build like public works projects and stuff. Yeah, I sucked at that too.
Why didn't any of my fucking villagers help me out?
Ugly. Everybody just made fun of me and they were like, dance, Asian girl, dance. And I'm like, no.
No. Wait, no, are you like build the another mayor bridge of... and maybe a lamppost. No.
Are you like mayor of Ice Town?
Yes, I am mayor of Ice Town. This is Ice Town.
Yes,
all
Ice
over
Town.
I love it. I would love to visit that town, one run by Rachie, where it's just like, there's no public works, and pretty much everyone's fucked. But, you know, she's got a really nice house.
I mean, like, honestly, that's how I feel about her right now. She's got a really nice house.
I like it. I support Mayor Rachie.
I support...
I'm gonna suck.
I support you funneling funds straight to yourself.
I support Rachie not killing me when the war starts, when the war happens.
The gender war.
That's so optimistic, yeah. Anthong. Tell me more.
Right, that one tweet where it's like, the race war when I have to kill Tony Hawk. I appreciate the hesitation.
That's gonna Rachie be me in the gender war killing Anthong.
Yeah, you trying to kill me. And you're gonna be like...
It had to happen.
Me killing Anthong in the gender war. I appreciate the hesitation. There's no hesitation on Rachie's
there
end.
There wasn't hesitation, but you should appreciate it. I would shoot you. Where would I shoot you?
Would you make me suffer? Or would you just like...
Oh, I would try not to make you suffer.
Oh, that's so sweet. I would make him suffer.
But I also don't trust your name. I also don't trust
don't
your
trust
aim,
my
so
aim.
You might like... You may make me suffer, but like not on purpose.
I would like accidentally shoot you in the knees.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck! I'm like, Julie, that wasn't between my eyes. God damn it. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm not a good shot.
That's sexy. That's really sexy.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, I die because I like bleed out because you shot me everywhere where it wasn't fatal.
I'm sorry. You know what? Killed by kindness.
Kindness beat me up behind a Denny's once.
It was 3 a.m., wasn't it? She told me she would sell me golden tickets to heaven, but I just got beat up by Jesus.
What Final Fantasy side quest is that? Well, intermission over.
Intermission over. Yeah. I'll stop looking at really bad tweets.
Yeah, please.
I'll try. Okay, no. So... the second half of this, I think, is important. So how do you deal with sunk cost fallacy? You know?
I don't.
Right?
Alcohol?
You don't.
Poorly.
You don't. End of show.
Poorly.
End of show.
Next
That's
question.
It. That's it. We're done. Goodbye, guys. We'll see you next month. Fucking hate you. Okay, no. How do you stop? First, stop.
Therapy.
For a goddamn second.
Yeah.
If you're anything like me, you're doing four things at once, even in this moment of listening
to
a podcast.
Stop.
You're doing everything and you just can't stop. There's no stopping. So take a stop. Stop for a second.
Take a stop.
So what are your reasons for continuing? And I don't mean life. I mean, whatever you're doing, this relationship, this degree, this job,
please answer seriously
like this.
For this one.
Yes. Why are you doing this? You know, because sometimes you don't stop and ask yourself, like, why am I doing this until it's 3 years too late, you know?
I'm gonna bring up Granblue again only because I'm like running auto battles right now.
That's fine.
While we're doing this.
Because boop, boop, beep, beep.
So I've been playing this game for like 3 to 4 years. Probably 4 years. Uh-huh. Now. Yeah, 4 years. Okay. We have the 6th birthday. 4 years. It's not that I've, like, sunk a lot of money into it. It's just like, well, there's still stuff for me to do. It's still fun. I'm still having a good time.
Yeah.
There is the sunk cost fallacy in my brain. The little sunk cost fallacy monkey that's like, you can never leave. If you leave, all of this money was for naught. And it's like throwing, like, a bunch of poop around in my head because that's what monkeys do.
It's Lil Rachie. I love it.
Hey!
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't throw poo. You would throw
Poop. No, it's poop. Okay. She said poop. In my body, in my head, she would. My body is a temple, but like one of those temples where like the monkeys are running around throwing poop everywhere.
Okay. That's actually very specific. It's true. There are those. If you're continuing this, you know, and you're still getting enjoyment from it, if you're getting
I'm still having fun.
Keep doing it. This ain't for you. This stopping moment ain't for you. If you're
plus
doing
now,
this
I'm like, I'm really strong and really good. So like people are like, help me, and I help others, and I'm like, you are so welcome. I can carry you.
That's fine. That's fine. Then the sunk cost does not have a fallacy. You're fine with the sunk cost. You're coming to terms with it.
Yeah.
You're good. You got enjoyment. But. If you realize that the only reason or the major reason you're continuing this and it's made you unhappy, the major reason is just because you've put so much into it and every day you wonder, God, when will this end? Then this may be for you.
During any A3 event ever. When will it end? When will it end?
When will this suffering end? Truly. Also, if this is just a temporary roadblock, then this isn't for you. You know, like say you're in a relationship for many years and you're just, you know,
going through
things
a rough
have gotten
patch.
A little monotonous.
Yeah.
You're going through a rough patch. Things are monotonous. You know, this is a temporary thing. But of course, I can't say for sure this is up to your own better judgment. You know, but once again, if your only reason is because you've sunk in resources, I think that the next thing you should do is first, I want to say this the right way. If you really sit down and put some real big boy thinking into this, you know, like, and you've thought about, like, you know, your plan for the next year, the next 5 years or whatever it may be, you know, and you really have thought this through. I think there's a difference between thinking this through and being sure of yourself, or maybe you're not even sure of yourself, but you've really thought this through over a period of time and things are just not getting better. Then, you know, cutting your losses is not shallow. It is not shallow at all. You know, I find it more brave. I find it more, it's a harder thing to do, but it's what's right for you. And so other people, you know, other people may find it shallow or whatever. You can try to explain it to them, or you can just be like, you know what? I don't need to hear you. I don't need to care about your opinion about my life.
I do not hear.
Exactly. I do not hear. I do not see.
I don't have ears.
They're not living your life, you know.
They don't know you.
They really don't. No one can ever truly know you. And if this is something that you've really put thought into and truly this is making you unhappy and it's just become just a drain on your life, think about in the next 5 years. You know, do you want to quit now or do you want to get to 5 years in the future? I say it's better sooner, you know. But once again, think these things over.
Yeah.
The last tip, probably the main tip, is look to the future. You know, time passes really quickly. I know this may seem crazy for if you're like in high school and listening to this. Time, it goes so fast.
So fast.
You get into college and it's like,
I'm not even lying. High school made time move so slow. And now I'm like, what do you mean high school was 11 years ago?
Yeah, that's, right?
You're insane.
I genuinely, like, I see the bus outside and I, like, still get like, oh God, do I have to go? But, like, that was, I don't even want to think. I don't even want to think when my reunion is. Like,
dude, like, it's just so, like, I can't believe I finally become that person where, like, I'll talk to, like, people, like, high schoolers, like, at work, like, whatever, that are hanging out and doing homework, and I'll be like, oh, how's school going? Because, you know, I've, like, finally become that person where I'm like, how's school? They're like, oh, I'm like, are you, finals? Are those happening soon? Like, they're, like, a month away. I'm like, a month away? Like, that doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right? Like, especially when you see, like, kids getting off for, like, like, breaks. Like, I'm like, wait, is that now? Like, no, the years just started. Like, what?
Right.
Like, spring break is going on? I was like, what? Like, yeah. January was yesterday. Like, but yeah, you know.
Unbelievable.
The, like, months will start shooting by. You know, I feel like I wasted a year accidentally, and it was so easy, you know? Like, it was just like a blip.
A little blip. A little
bloop. So, just a big warning, you know, the older you get, quicker time passes.
It really
and
does.
If you're not facing the direction you want to go in, whatever direction you're facing, it'll just keep going. You'll just keep scooting along that way if you don't do something.
You have no choice.
Very easy. Oh boy. But also the idea of just for now can be a lot longer than you imagine. Like, you know how, like, oh, you put, like, an empty discarded box in the living room and you're like, well, just for now, I need to figure out, you know, recycling and stuff. 4 months later, you realize you've been living with a cardboard box in the middle of your living room for no fucking reason. And you're like, wait, this was just for now. Like, just for now turned into 4 months. Just for now has turned into 5 years for me. Like, and without even, like, really thinking about it. You know, so sometimes I think it's a good thing to realize that, you know, if you're gonna just accept that just for now can be longer than you think, you know, and like, say you're sick, say you're gonna be sick for a year. You know, I had withdrawal for an entire year. It was bullshit. Uh-huh. It was bullshit.
It was very bullshit.
And like, you're just sick for a year. But the thing is, I was like, well, it's just for now. It's just for now. And I'm not going to change anything about my life to like try and meet the needs of like my just for now life. But the thing is, just for now is just as important as any other time in your life, you know? So like, yeah. Make yourself comfortable in the just for now, you know? Like, yeah. don't put off buying new clothes because you're like, oh, well, I'm going to lose 20 pounds soon, you know? Buy good clothes for yourself in the just for now. You know, just do it. Because this is a part of your life and this is important too.
Yeah.
Also,
live your life in the now and live it happily.
Exactly. Exactly. Because honestly, I keep on thinking just for now. It's just for now. But I realized just for now became my entire life. So...
Yeah, it does.
You picked up your first mobile game just for now.
Just for now. I told myself just a couple days, just a couple weeks.
You finally found something you like, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you're having fun. Like I love seeing like your mobile game posts on Twitter now.
Yeah,
you're like
there are a lot of people who just don't even fucking care.
Like,
dude, right? No, people fucking love it. I love it.
Yeah. Like, there are people who enjoy it.
You're
like,
even more relatable now.
Yeah, queen of relatability. Oh my god, I'm like a person. Am I a person?
You weird. Are.
Just
some
for
would
now,
say.
Though.
Yeah, as a tree. As a tree.
Yeah. But, you know, once again,
I am asking
the present.
You.
Once again, I am asking you to fucking look at your life.
To live in the now.
To live in the now. Also, this is something that I really cared about, and that's why I put it in bold on here, because past Julie is smarter than current Julie. So... think about this, you know, if you continue on this path, throwing time and money into this thing, you know, for another year, you know, just imagine for another year you're going to do this, you know, will you look back in a year and regret this moment?
Hell,
or like
regret
not cutting your losses then? Nope. Like, I constantly think back to those moments in the past, and I'm like, oh.
Julie, me seeing an SSR and then blacking out and waking up with all of my gems spent and my bank account empty. I would only then the next day. Was I abducted by aliens?
What happened? The aliens are inside your body and they're actually just you.
Wow.
Literally.
But like, that's the thing, is like, I keep on trying to like live my life without regrets, but it's so goddamn hard. You know, because you're not a mind reader. You don't know the future. That's not a mind reader. But you don't know the future. And so, like...
you're not psychic.
I've seen this in other people where, you know, we'll have these talks about like, hey, I think it's a really good idea to start thinking about cutting your losses. And then I'll be like talking to them a couple months, being like, I think right now is a good time to cut your losses. And then I'll talk to them a couple more months. I'll be like, I think you really need to like quit it now so you can move on sooner. You know, And I always like think, like, if I were in that position, I would just have like so many regrets of like, why didn't I just do it sooner? You know, why did I not just like, because I was stubborn, because I just really, it hurt too much to let it go, you know, because then it feels like you're a failure. It feels like you've, you know, just wasted a whole entire part of your life.
Which is not true. It's not true. At all.
It's not true. It's in the moment, it feels like
In the moment, you're like,
I am a piece of shit, you know? But like, you'll look back on it, be like, you know what? I learned a lot of good stuff from that. I learned, you know, that it's okay to change paths, you know? It's all learning experience, you know, no one's perfect at this, but like, I think especially while you're young, you know, you should be able to have the ability to cut your losses and do something else, you know, like fail now. Like,
if we take everything we've talked about in this episode, we all just like kind of wrapped it up and just like made a little like TLDR. It's like, honestly, it's what it all boils down to is if it's making you unhappy, don't do it. Cut your losses. Like, look at yourself in a year. Is it still, if you look back now and you were not happy, stop doing it. If it's making you happy, keep doing it. Like,
that's fine. But
you're
young.
You have time. You have time to like change and do the things you want and experiment. Mm-hmm. Like,
because when you have a child,
kiss a guy, do something.
Can you not, Julie? Because
when you have a child, I'm sorry. That was like such my mom moment there. When you have a child, when you have kids of your own, when you have kids of your own,
I honestly thought you were talking to me and being like, really? And I was like, listen, let people experiment. Kiss a girl, kiss a guy, kiss a girl and a guy.
Do it at the same time.
Like, do it.
Try. I mean, I don't think your mouth is that big to be able to do both at the same time. But whatever. Besides the point.
Go for world record for most people kissed at once.
Yes.
Then you'll be famous.
Exactly.
But would you look back on that in a year and be like, ugh, I wish I wouldn't have done that?
Yeah.
But if like, so, also, then don't do it.
Just, I mean, if you get syphilis, then
Okay, well, Wait, stop.
Wait, this came to me like in a stroke of genius because of what I thought Rachie said. But the non-lethal form of syphilis that you get from kissing, aka the common cold, sniffilis.
Anthong, it is time to die.
I'm gonna edit him out of this episode.
No!
Julie, you have the right idea.
That was so good. Sniffilis.
I thought you got mono, the kissing disease. It was mono because there is a Bob's Burgers episode. Okay.
Oh, I love Bob's Burgers. No, we're changing it. We're calling it sniffilis.
Sniffilis. I like it.
Yeah.
Also, you know, just in general, I know I'm terrified of the future because it's so unknown, you know, like you don't know if you're going to have really good luck or really bad luck in the future, you know, so what it feels always like, what is worse, the evil you know or the evil you don't know? But like lately, I'm kind of digging the evil I don't know. I'm kind of really digging it.
I'm tired of the evil I know. Yeah, like maybe the evil you don't know is going to be like kind of sexy. Like who knows?
Like I don't want to see the evil I know. I don't want to see his fucking face.
Maybe like the evil you don't know will be like Angelina Jolie, like from Maleficent, but like not, but not like good, like evil, like just like think more evil.
Interesting. You know, that's the evil you don't know. I'll take it. I need more evils than I know. I just need to get through it. I just need to fail more. I don't need to just like commit to the first fucking thing I see. You know?
So
that's
failure is okay, you guys. We all do it. Everyone in Final Fantasy 14 does it, right, Rachie?
Shut up.
True.
The very last sentence or bullet point is just, you know, what's next? Who knows? You know, it's just a risk you're gonna have to be willing to take at some time, you know?
Agreed.
Because there's always gonna be unknowns. Yeah. So there's may as well have a say unknowns. In it.
Yeah.
It's true. Wait, hold on.
I think like the mindset probably to take from this is just, well, you know, life's a bitch and then sometimes you live. So what are you going to do? You know, Like, you don't deserve to suffer, obviously.
You guys.
True.
I actually have the perfect quote that's like an actual legitimate, like serious quote that applies to this. I could not have put it any better than myself than Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus. As she would say, take chance. No, this is serious. Yeah, she used to say, take chances, make mistakes, get messy. Like, fail, mess up, take chances.
Yeah. Get messy,
you guys.
Y'all.
Don't play it safe and wonder what could have been, and, you know?
Yeah, and obviously all of this does not pertain to the coronavirus. Stay home. But everything else in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything else. You know, but I trust in you guys' judgment, you know?
Yeah.
I trust.
Thank you, Miss Frizzle, for shaping my childhood.
Thank you, Miss Frizzle. Get messy.
How do we wanna
wrap this up? We don't have Twitter questions this time because everyone's been quarantined and everything is up in flames currently.
Yes. So we will do Twitter questions for some episodes that we deem worthy.
Worthy. All right.
This is not one of those episodes.
This is not worthy. That's fine. But beyond that's it, blah, blah, blah. That's literally what Breachy wrote.
Yeah, that's it, blah, blah, blah. Leave us alone. I'm just kidding.
Once again, we release new episodes. We try to release it every month at the end of the month. We do topic rotation every time. So next time, it'll be...
It's me.
It's me with the
part two of the Vocaloid, you guys. I hope you're looking forward to it. Months ago, I asked you guys a question on Twitter, and in the first part of that Vocaloid episode, I never, you know, read off any of those answers. I still have them. They're there. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're getting to them.
We're getting to them.
Yeah. So next month, Vocaloid part two. Look forward to it.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay.
I feel like an actual like anime, like look forward to it, you know?
I know. Like, huh? I know. That's
we're
cute.
Doing good. We're doing
also,
good.
Yeah, we do live streams. We'll do those in the future. So remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel to be able to watch those live.
Yes.
Because they're going to be on YouTube.
Sexy.
We're trying to really polish that whole like gaming on stream thing. We're gonna mess around with Twitch. We're gonna try different games that aren't Jackbox because that was like a disaster and a half.
Yeah. I'm trying to reformat my desktop computer to be Windows and just use that for whatever else. So maybe I'll be able to help with more stuff
because
I usually only have a Mac. We're gonna be doing those. Once again, you can listen to us on Spotify and wherever else you listen. Follow us on Twitter. I think we have a Tumblr. I don't know what we're doing with that.
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
okay, well,
look out for the bot that we're gonna sell a Tumblr to.
It's gonna be really sexy.
It's gonna be really sexy if you think about
also,
it.
Also, we do have a Patreon. If you want to donate to it, we have a Patreon server on Discord as well. I have no idea. I think I had.
I have no idea what's going on. Someone added me once, and I thought it was a nightmare. Yeah.
That's fine. Once again, it's anarchy.
Yeah, it's total
what was I
anarchy.
Gonna say? We are going to be, well, at least I am, because I'm in charge of the Patreon. I will be reworking the goals and the tiers and maybe, like, adding some stuff. And
2020.
Maybe nuking the entire Patreon page. Who knows?
I swear to God.
It's going to be up to chance. I'm spinning a roulette wheel.
That'll be really
1 in
cool.
20 chance.
That'll be really cool.
Well, that's new, Anthong. I haven't heard of that. And
I know. I was saving it for the stream.
Also, for this episode, I think I would like to still do the tarot card reading just for my own sanity.
Yeah.
Because I really need it right now in this time of life.
Okay, let's do tarot cards for you, Julie.
Should I pull the card or should Richie?
Richie's gonna pull the card and then the gun.
Please don't pull the gun on me. Please.
Okay, so for our iced tea supporters, those are the $1 supporters, we have Tirami Miku, Dominicus Marius, Big Bat Majima, Big Bat Majima, feeling that one, Shiven, Shyvan, Neven? Nevin? One of the two. I don't know how to pronounce anything ever. Thank you to those $1 supporters. Yay!
Yay! Yay! Thank you!
Thank you! For the Boba Tea $5 supporters, we have Wonder Blanket, Matt Barton, B. Kenneth Schmidt.
B. Kenneth Schmidt!
Catherine. Yeah, B. Kenneth Schmidt! We have Catherine with a K. Shigure. And those are our $5 supporters. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Thank you! Woo!
You guys did it!
You guys did it. All of your lives are being extended by 1 year. Thank you. And then for our Earl Grey Tea $10 supporters, we have Davey Smith, Oz Rasgris, Cyrus Cairns. I always get this wrong. Sirens? I don't know, something like that. I'm sorry. I'm like really trying.
Can you Google translate? Text-to-speech that one?
Yeah, hold on, wait, let me do that. Let's get this right.
Yeah, they're paying us money.
They are. I don't know, maybe they just love hearing me butcher shit.
Because I kind of love it.
I know.
I love it too, really. Hold on. But it's a disservice.
It's Cairns.
Cairns?
It's Cairns.
Oh.
Cairns. Yeah. Cairns. If that's right, if that's wrong, I'm sorry, it's Google Translate. Oh, it's not mine. Okay, so Cyrus Cairns, Zarv, we got Michael Lubina,
Donald Price.
Michael Lubina!
That is my
friend. I pronounced that weird. That is your friend, Michael Lubina. Donald Price, Headphonics.
Headphonics! Someone's Michael going after your crown, Julie.
Fade. Oh, wait. Fade.
Oh.
Just in all caps.
Oh.
Very spooky. Very ominous.
Oh, that's minimalistic. Well, I like that.
Yeah, very minimalist. Are you pledging $10 because I might die? Who knows? Let's see.
I like.
Oh, wait. Kyo Villamayor. Kyo Villamayor.
Ooh.
That's what Google Translate is saying.
I think you did a good job.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Oka Mines and then Steve Shaughnessy. Thank you all so much for the $10.
We did it, y'all.
We did it. I know how to speak the English language.
You did.
You do, Thong.
Actually, awesome.
Debatable if I do.
That's debatable.
But yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much. You guys.
Oh, right.
So great. No, I was like doing finger guns at like our patrons. I'm like, you guys.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm gonna be like reworking those tiers. Maybe we'll have like more fun stuff. Maybe. Ooh, I have some ideas. Can anyone say Minecraft?
Shut the fuck up. Where are my tarot cards?
Yeah, where are they?
Okay, we're pulling Julie's tarot cards this time.
I hope it's an SSR.
Okay,
thank
you. Each of you, give me one number.
Okay, I'm gonna go with.
It's from one, two, three.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Flashback
nine,
again
10,
to the gotcha 11, episode.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
1 to
17. I do 17.
Oh, I was going to say that too.
Okay.
Seven.
Okay, so the first one that we picked is. Why do I have to say?
Past! Four of Swords!
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
The figure on the Four of Swords is resting, blah, blah, blah. It represents foundation. The past position reveals to you an important influence from the past and what might have happened to bring things to the point where they are now. You can't change the past, but by understanding it, you can learn from it so you don't make the same mistakes again. The Four of Swords indicates respite after challenging times. You've had a chance to build up your strength, to regroup, and refocus. You needed some alone time away from others to get to know yourself again. You took your time to reevaluate things so that you could begin anew another day. Aww. That's sweet.
Aw.
That's okay. Good.
Aww.
Present. Six of Wands.
Okay.
This is a card of overcoming adversity, of finding success, and of being recognized for your achievements. There are people around you cheering your victory. Six of Wands represents harmony and possible solutions to outstanding issues.
Okay,
bitch, I guess
it reveals
you're
succeeding in your goals and you're receiving the accolades due to yourself. You're showing others what you're made of and gaining their respect. If there's any downside to this card, then it could be that you're getting a bit vain or egotistical. If you don't stay humble, then you're setting yourself up for a fall.
Yeah, humble.
Damn.
Humble,
damn.
Bitch.
Damn. All
called
right.
you out.
All right, I'll take it.
For the future, it's the Tower.
when the tower...
Shut up. Wait, I'm sorry. The first evoker I unlocked in Grand Blue Fantasy, the most problematic of characters. Go on, I want to hear the tower. I want to hear what Julie's tower is.
So Julie's tower is...
Oh, no.
The future... Okay, when the tower appears, there's always going to be something unexpected, something that happens out of the blue, and it's usually a game changer in some way.
Oh, God damn it.
The tower in this position shows you that something... will happen in the future that'll take you by surprise and alter the course of things. It'll shake you to the core and make you examine what kind of life you're creating. It may even bring you crashing down if you start to get vain or take things for granted. When you know better, then you'll create the opportunity to do better. Will you?
Sounds like I'm not posting to Twitter for how many years? God damn it.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna lie, Julie, I love you, but I think you're at that tower point right now.
You've really been shaken
to your core. Like, I don't know, maybe this is gonna play into your gacha. Maybe you're gonna make a big purchase.
I don't know. Well, like, the problem is like, I've already felt like in the past just 3 goddamn days, I have been like the tower 3 times in a row, and I'm like, I don't know how much more.
Queen, don't be sad or scared. You're so sexy.
Yeah, you're so sexy, Queen.
If you want to hear more of her existential crisis, subscribe to our Patreon. We have 3 tiers. One of those tiers are, you know, the Discord server. Sorry, I had to pull it up. Discord server, we have a tarot reading, outtakes as of right now. $10 is the outtakes, Earl Grey. If you want to hear more of this, the Patreon's right there, girls and guys and everything else. Come on. Wait, what was it? Ladies and men and my non-binary friends. That's what it is.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I think right now in that channel there's like a clip of me singing Zero to Hero. There was like some talk about fucking dads, unfortunately.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, this has been a great episode.
Well, I'm just like giving them incentive. All right. I love you all. Thank you for all for listening and tuning in.
Thanks for listening and tuning in.
We will see you next month.
Bye.
That was beautiful.
Bye.
Bye. Were you channeling John Raffio?
I was. I really was.
Oh my God. I love you.
I love it.
This is why we're friends. Bye.